بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. The theme for the present talk is global warming and Islam. Every day there are some news about global warming. Scientific community of all over the world unanimously tell us that every day our earth is going warmer and warmer. They say that within 10 years the next 10 years are very, very fatal for us. And also they add that after 40 years, maybe the all life support system disappears. And all the creatures will die. It's a very dangerous situation. I think what is called global warming, it is a global warning with N. Global warning. According to my analysis, this global warning means that countdown reaches to its end. Here is a picture in the Times of India, in the issue of 31st May. Here you can see that there are two pictures of Mount Everest. In the first picture you see that mountain is covered with white ice, that glacier, covered with glacier. But in the second picture, you see that the mount look like a barren rock. The first picture was taken by satellite in 1968, and the second picture was taken in 2007. So the gap is near about 40 years. Now this process is going on with a rapid speed. So I can say this is not global warming, this is global death. All the signs indicate that we are facing a global death. You know, death is a common phenomena. Every day some men or women are dying. Every day. So death is a common phenomenon. But that was individual death. Up to this date, we were aware of death, but in term of individual. Now we are facing a grave situation, that is universal death. It is very strange. I can say that I was born in a traditional family. You know, in a traditional family, the education begins from Quran. So I, like other children, I started my education from reading Quran. It was before 80 years. 80 years. But I was not aware of these facts. Although all these things are mentioned in the Quran, but I was not aware. Why? Because we were told about the Quran that it is a holy book. My home, my madrasa, my masjid, my society, everywhere. I was introduced that it is a holy book. Don't touch it without wudu. Don't touch it without wudu. And also you have to wrap every copy of the Quran with a special cloth. That is called juzdan. Then you have to put the Quran on a specific kind of stand. That is called rehal. So there are so many masail. All these masails were inculcating in my mind that Quran is a book. Every letter of the Quran is so important that it gives you great sawab. Every not word, but every letter. So the image of Quran was in my mind as a holy book. Holy book means mysterious book. Holy book means mysterious book. Now, when I read these news about global warming, then I recall those verses in the Quran in which this phenomena was mentioned. In 7th century, in the first quarter of 7th century, that is 1400 years ago. For example, there is a chapter, Al-Infitar, chapter number 82. I memorized this chapter. I used to read this chapter in my Salat. But I never think that in this chapter, there is a prediction about global warming. This chapter begins with these words: "Yas samaun fatrat, waizal kawakibun tasarat, waizal biharu fujjarat." This is the third verse of this chapter. Waizal biharu fujjarat. It means that when the oceans overflow, when the oceans overflow. This was in the Quran, but I never understood, I never thought that in this verse there is a prediction about global warming. Vaidal Bihar Fujrat means when the oceans and seas overflow. Now science is telling us that those glaciers are melting, and they are increasing the level of oceans every day. So water flows from glaciers and it goes to oceans and seas, and the level of seas is, the level of water in seas is increasing. This was mentioned in the Quran. Vaidal Bihar Fujjarat. It means that when the doomsday becomes near, in a pre-doomsday period, when the there will be some signs near doomsday, there will appear some signs. There are other signs also in Quran and Hadith. One sign is that waters flow from mountain to oceans and seas. The level of water in seas will rise. You see, here was a prediction in very, very specific manner. But I failed to understand this fact. Even all those commentaries in Arabic language or in the other language have no mention of this fact, because everyone was unaware. So when you take Quran as a sacred book, you don't need to go into the deeper meaning of the Quran. You will take it as a book, as a muqaddas or holy book, and you will believe that in this book there are some mysterious reward. Even every letter has some mysterious reward. I think this kind of belief is like a cover. So we have put all these covers on the Quran, so we can understand its deeper meaning. I have published an article in my magazine, Risala. In this article, I have quoted a number of verses from the Quran and Hadith. It tells us that global warming is a global warning. It is like nafkh. In Quran and Hadith, there is a nafkh concept of nafkh. Nafkh means blow. That is blowing declaration. So, present phenomena. Also, you know that scientific community tells us that this phenomena was irreversible. They again and again declare that this warming phenomena is irreversible. It is destined to reach to its end. There is destruction of all the world. So it is the It is according to the prediction given in the Quran. We can say with conviction that doomsday is coming. Doomsday is coming. Now, we have to know what is the creation plan of God, or what was the creation plan of God. Why God created this universe? Why God created this planet Earth? There is an exception. Exception in the sense that only on this planet there are life support system. No planet in the vast universe has this life support system. So life like human being is impossible on any other planet. So planet Earth was the only abode for life. So, according to the creation plan given in the Quran, is that God created this planet for what? For testing, as a testing ground. This planet Earth was created not for as a blessing, not as a reward. God created man and he settled man in this planet. This settlement was not as a reward. This settlement was not a bliss. This settlement was not as a blessing. No. This settlement was as a test. So present world was a testing ground. And you know, no testing ground can be eternal. No examination hall can be eternal. All the examination halls are built as a temporary. Every examination hall is a temporary place, not an eternal place. The nature of test requires that it is temporary, it is not eternal. So when God declared that this planet Earth is a testing ground, it was implied that it is not an eternal place, but it is a temporary place. So now it is very clear that countdown has begun. Countdown is reaching to its end. There is a verse in the Quran, Yawma tubaddalul ardh ghayra al-ardh. When the earth will be changed into another earth. So this earth was not an eternal earth. It is bound to be changed. It is bound to be destroyed. When the testing period completes, the whole earth will be destroyed. And the other phase of history will begin. So as far as the man is concerned, man was created as an eternal being. Man was created as eternal being. You know, man has a dual personality, physical body and mind or soul. According to my experience, mind and soul both are one and the same. mind and soul are one and the same. So our physical body is vehicle our real personality. Our real personality is our soul or mind. That is real and eternal. So this physical body is a vehicle. Now the time has come when our personality will leave this vehicle and it will adopt some other vehicle. So this is the creation plan of God. The present global warming is not strange. It is according to the God's planning. It is just according to the divine planning. So it is not strange. And if you read the Quran, it was expected and predicted that this day is coming from the first day. From the day one, countdown has begun. From the day one, countdown has begun. And now that countdown is reaching to its end. This is the fact. And we have to accept this fact. Now, what is to be done? We have to prepare ourselves so that we may face the doomsday, so that we may face the day of accountability, the day of judgment. We have very, very short time. Now we have very short time. In one scientist has warned that we have only 8 years. 8 years. So we have only short time to prepare ourselves. Because according to the creation plan, the day will come, the day is coming when all the humanity will be gathered in the Maidan-e-Hashr. All the humanity will be presented before God. So that day is coming very soon. Global warming is a global warning. It is a universal death. Everyone of us knows about individual death, but now we are heading towards a global death. After this global death, there will be new world. So a new world is going to build. It's a great change. Present world is going to be destroyed. It's like sun. A new world is rising. So we have to prepare ourselves so that we may be able to face the presentation of God. Global warming and Islam means global warning and Islam. According to Islam, it is warning, not simply warming. So it is a very, very dangerous position. Very, very dangerous position. Now, when I say that we have to prepare ourselves, what I mean? What is preparation? What is preparation? When I say this word, I mean that we have to reassess our life. Now the time, it is the type of reassessment, revision, introspection. Any new life begins from introspection, from reassessment, from revision. So we have to revise, we have to reassess what was our past and what is our present. We have to reassess our past, we have to reassess our present. Today in the Times of India section, that is Delhi Times, you can see a report. The title is Pursuit of Happiness. So the gist of this report is that money cannot give us happiness. Money is unable to give us happiness. All the experience shows that money is unable to give us happiness. But I think that this is not enough. When I read its caption, that pursuit of happiness, I said that happiness that cannot be achieved by money. That the happiness that the happiness is not achievable in this world. I think that the real caption of this report in the Times of India of today, real caption may be that happiness is not achievable in this world. So we have two news in our present time, physical news and historical news. Physical sciences tell us that world is going to be warmer. Science tell us the phenomena of global warming. This is scientific news of the day. This is the scientific news of the day. Global warming is the scientific news of the day. Then the other news, the historical news, that man wanted to achieve happiness throughout the history. He accumulated money. He acquired political power and this and that, but no one was able to achieve happiness. This is historical news. The science tells us that the present world is not habitable, is going to be not habitable. Soon all those life support systems will disappear. Physical science tells us that the day will come, maybe within 10 years, that present life support system is not there. So how we can live without life support system? Life support system means sunlight, water, air, oxygen, food, greenery, all those things. They are necessary for our life. So if all these life support systems disappears, It means that we have no option other than to die. So now there are two news that may be called scientific news, that our planet Earth is going to be barren, just like Mount Everest. Before 40 years, Mount Everest was laden with the glacier, frozen water. Glacier means frozen water. But now after 40 years, it is like a barren rock. This is a sign that life support system is disappearing. This scientific news. Then the other news is that although we have so much desires, although we want happiness, although we want to enjoy life, but all these things are not achievable to us in this world. So the caption is Pursuit of Happiness. But if you read the report, you would like to say that the better caption is that happiness that cannot be achieved, happiness that is impossible to achieve. So what is the lesson of these two news? The lesson is that we have to awake. We have to become alive. You have to understand the gravity of the situation. In previous ages, man was of the opinion that someday we will achieve happiness in this world. Someday we will be able to build a paradise of our own. This goal was not achieved by anyone. And now the time has come that even the planet Earth itself is going to be destroyed. After a long, long wait, after thousand years, now we have reached to this end, that planet Earth itself is going to be destroyed. And we are doomed to die. We are facing universal death. So, what is the lesson of these two news? I think lesson is that it was wrong to expect that we will find our paradise in this planet Earth. It was wrong. It was wrong to believe. It was wrong to believe that someday we will build our paradise on this earth. Because this earth was not built for this purpose. Earth was only for test. And we failed to stand in the test. Why? Because we were trying to build a paradise. While the the real job was to prepare ourselves, to try to make us a deserving candidate for the paradise. So this experience and this scientific finding tell us that we have to believe with conviction that happiness is not achievable in this world. Happiness can be achieved only in the paradise, that is, in the hereafter. So we have to believe this fact. We have to reorient, we have to reorient our mind, we have to refashion our life, we have to adopt a God-oriented life, that is, God-oriented thinking, God-oriented speech, God-oriented behavior, God-oriented life. So we have to change our lifestyle. We have to change our mind. We have to reset our goal. We have to reset our target. We have very, very short time, maybe some minutes, maybe some hours, maybe some days, maybe some seconds, because countdown has reached to its end. No one knows that we have some minutes or some hours or some days or some months. No one knows. Everything is unknown. The only thing that we know, the only thing that we know is that we have to reset our goal. We have to reset our target, that we have to refashion our life, that we have to reorient our thinking, that we have to change our lifestyle, that we have to make our sole concern, that we have to make God our sole concern. Otherwise, what is going to happen? We fail to find happiness in this world. We fail to find happiness, and happiness was our goal. Our goal was to find happiness. So we failed to find happiness in pre-death period of our life. But if we fail to refashion our life, we'll fail to achieve happiness in the post-death period again. So it will be double failure. So it will be double failure. Khasrat dunya wal akhirah. Khasrat dunya wal akhirah. We wanted happiness in pre-death period and we failed. Now, if we enter in the second phase, that is post-death period, without preparation, again we will fail to achieve paradise. So it will be double failure. in the both world, pre-death world and post-death world. In the both world, we will be case of failure. So global warming is global warning in terms of Islamic teachings. Global warming means we have very short time, very, very short time to live here in this planet Earth. Soon we will face a universal death. And then what is the after this death? According to Islamic teachings, then we will be born again. As I have said earlier, that our real personality is our soul, our mind. That is eternal. We have dual personality. Our physical body is not eternal, but our mind, our soul is eternal. So our real personality is eternal. Body is simply a vehicle. So our personality will change its vehicle and we'll find and soon we'll find us in a world that is real, that is eternal, where there is only two things, paradise or hell. No third position is available at all. So global warming is global warning according to the Islamic teachings. This is not a new. If you read the Quran, you will find that all these things were mentioned in the Quran. Although our commentators failed to understand its true meaning. But now science has become a commentary of the Quran. Present discoveries of science is just like a commentary of the Quran, a scientific commentary of the Quran. So although our traditional commentators failed to understand these verses of the Quran, but now scientific community is giving its interpretation, is giving us the real meaning of these verses. And that is that the Yawmuddin is very near. The Day of Judgment is very near. Day of Judgment is very near. This is the warning given by the scientific community. It is just according to the Islamic teaching. It is just according to the Quranic verses. There is no contradiction at all. We as a Dai have a great responsibility. Every Muslim is a Dai. And all the non-Muslim world is a Madhu. Every Muslim, every believer is a Dai. And all the non-Muslim world is a Madhu. So Muslims have great responsibility. Muslims have abandoned all other things except need, 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 necessary need. They have no time. They have no time for comforts and luxury. The Prophet of Islam said when he was received the first revelation, he said to his wife Khadija, "Aina raha ya Khadija? Aina raha ya Khadija?" It means that God has appointed me as a dai, as a messenger. Now it is my duty to convey this message to all mankind. I have to make people aware of the creation plan of God. So anar raha ya Khadija. So there is no time for rest when the Prophet returned from the cave of Mount Hira after receiving the first revelation. He was tired. So his wife Khadija offered him bed and said, "You can take here a rest." But Prophet said, "Ana raha ya Khadija." No, there is no time for rest. Now I have to work for a great, great mission. This mission was to make people aware of the creation plan of God. This happened, the Prophet of Islam said this in 610 AD. You know, this was the year when he received the first revelation. The Prophet of Islam was born in 570 AD, and he received the first revelation in 610 AD. So at that time the Prophet said, "Ana raha ya Khadija." Now there is no time for rest. I have a mission. I have a divine message, and I have to convey this message, and it is my duty to convey this message to all mankind. So now the time has come that we all say ana raha. There is no time for rest. Let us jump into dawa work. Let us make dawa works our supreme concern. Let us exert all our time, all our energy, everything in the work of dawa. It is our most important duty. Otherwise, we will be punished. Otherwise, Muslims themselves will be punished. Muslims not on the safe side. In this world, there is no one on the safe side. Prophet himself was not a safe side. Quran says, "Ya ayyuhar rasul." Quran said to the Prophet at that time, "Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik wa lam tafal fama ballaghta risalata wallahu ya'sumuka min an-nas." O Prophet, convey this message. Otherwise, you will be responsible. So we all are responsible. We have no job other than dawa work. And this is the responsibility of all Muslims, all men and women. Then you have to know that dawa work is not a political work. Dawa work is not a political work. Dawa work doesn't mean to gain power. Dawa work is not to establish our pride on others. It is not dawa work. Dawa work is not to establish our pride, our superiority upon other nations. No, it is not dawa work. Again, dawa work is not simply an announcement. simply a loudspeaker announcement. No. There is a verse in the Quran, قُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. قُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. So dua work means to address their mind, to address their heart. It requires a love of, dua work requires language of love. Dua work requires language of love, language of compassion. Dua work requires language of concern. Language of well-wishing. Dua work is not simply an announcement. Dua work is not simply a literal announcement. No. Dua work is very, very serious job. Very, very serious job. We have to make dua. We have to remove all those hates against Madhu. We have to remove all those angers toward Madhu. We have to remove all those complaints towards Madhu. We have to remove all those protests against Madhu. You have to adopt unilateral ethics. We have to adopt unilateral ethics. Dawa ethics is based on unilateralism and not bilateralism. Dawa ethics is not based on bilateralism. Dawa ethics is based on unilateralism. We have to adopt language of dawa, even if they are using language of abuse, language of hate. We have to avoid all these things. We are not allowed to go to reaction. You have to be unilaterally. You have to be patient unilaterally. You have to avoid unilaterally. So dawa work is a very, very serious job. And without dawa work, there is no paradise at all. There is no paradise at all. If we want paradise, we have to do dawa work with all sincerity. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أجمعين.